Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to fivestrengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at fivestrengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hi, I'm Amy L. Adler, a Five Strengths Career Transition Expert. Today I want to talk to you about the 80-20 rule. You might know this as the Pareto Principle. You might know it as 80% of your effort producing 20% of your results, that kind of a thing. And I think you can apply this to your job search as well. So if you think about your job search as having a beginning and an end, and it's going to take some amount of time, you can spend 80% of your time doing all the thinking up front, and 20% of your time doing the strategizing, or you can spend 20% strategizing and 80% spinning your wheels. Which would you rather do? So what are you gonna do with this 80% of your time? Let's start with looking at the things that you can do to maximize your job search and put the most amount of strategy into it so that you're only executing on the 20% and being really, really efficient. So the first thing you should do is think about your network. And that can take place both in person, on the phone, or it can take place on LinkedIn. But what you want to do is start amassing some advocacy within organizations so that your first approach is not to the hiring manager. So what does this mean in practice? So what you need to do is think about the companies, first of all, that you want to apply to. This is really important. So start researching the organizations and come up with a top 10 list. A top 10 list of your favorite companies that you think would be perfect. You don't have to commit to these companies right now, but you have to think about, are these the right organizations? So make that list, do a little bit of research and see if they're right for you. Now within those, start looking at the people who work there. And these don't have to be in your area of expertise. They should be people that you think are approachable and people you wouldn't mind spending time with. But they don't have to be in your area of expertise, and by far they shouldn't be the hiring executives potentially looking for roles. And the really interesting thing about this is they shouldn't be able to hire you anyway. So whether you have target positions in those companies in mind or not shouldn't matter. Right now you're just looking at the industry and looking at the job function and seeing if this organization is the right place. So what you need to do is now take a hard look at who you want to talk to and make a top 5 or 10 list, whatever it is, and start making inquiries. And recognize not everybody's going to respond to you. But those who do, because you're curious and interesting and you think they're interesting, those who do are going to be happy to set up some time to chat with you. And so you go through this conversation and you ask them about why they're there and what makes their organization interesting or what makes their day-to-day a fascinating ride, and at the end add, who else can I talk to? And they may give you a name or two, and especially if you say, if you're talking to somebody in finance, and let's say you're a marketing person and you're talking to someone in finance and that's not related to anything that you do, but you say, hey, do you happen to know anybody in marketing? I'd really like to know more about what they're doing in this particular area. So the guy says, yeah, well, you know what? I know the assistant to the guy who does this. I can connect you with them. And you're thinking, well, that person's way below my level, but you never know who can help you. And that assistant might be extraordinarily flattered to receive your call and be even more likely to help you out or refer you to the right person, which is now even more valuable because what you're trying to do is get closer and closer and closer to the person making hiring decisions without going to that person first. So As you're doing this, you're asking everybody you talk to, who else can I talk to? And pretty soon your list is gonna grow. And you're gonna have a lot of people, some of whom won't respond to you at all and won't be interested, but you're gonna have a lot of people who will be interested. And you're gonna turn those LinkedIn connections and warm leads and cold calls and whatever else they might be into actual conversations. So what else can you do with this 80% of your time? You can start looking at jobs. And again, they may not be jobs at your top 10 list, they might be. But what you wanna do is figure out what the commonalities between all these positions are. What are you really targeting? What is the critical mass of stuff you need to talk about as you have these conversations and ultimately get to the point of the interview? what kinds of things are they going to want to know about you? And furthermore, what kinds of things for each of these positions are outliers? What are on the edge of each of these positions, so that you know what to expect and that you know not everything is going to be part of this kind of core set of principles or requirements for these kinds of roles. So that's a good sense of what you can do with that 80%. Notice what I didn't say. I didn't say write your resume. I didn't say write your LinkedIn profile, although you probably need both of those things. I said start talking to people, because you don't know what to say in your resume until you have had these conversations. So once you get to the point of having a really good understanding and a really good group of advocates within these organizations, then write your resume. Then write your LinkedIn profile and make sure that the things that you have learned show up in that set of documents so that you're speaking back to your audience when the time comes. The other thing I didn't say was go find hiring managers or hiring executives. You know what? That's the wrong conversation to have, because you can only ask, is there a job for me and will you hire me? Both of those are binary. They're either yes or no. And way to shut down a conversation when someone says, no, I don't have a job. And the call's over. There's nothing else to say because you've both agreed that the transactional approach has yielded no fruit. So you're done. So make sure that the conversations you're having are not transactional. Make sure that they continue to be conversational and mutually beneficial. And don't include, do you have a job for me? You might talk about jobs that are available in the organization, but that person you're talking to is probably not doing the hiring. So all they can do is introduce you to people who might be beneficial to your search. So that's the 80% versus the 20%. So I think a lot about doing that 80% of thinking up front, because what you don't want to do in that 20% is continually feel like you're doing things that have no yield. That you're continually running on that hamster wheel, working very hard and working up a sweat and getting nowhere. I will add one more thing that you're not doing, by the way, during this 80%, I want to switch back for that for a second, is you're not sending out a million job applications. You're not sending a million resumes out to HR. That's just hamster wheel work. And HR is so glad to be able to filter you through their system and ignore you, right? So why not make your effort much more fruitful? That's it for today's 5-Minute Job Search. I'm Amy L. Adler at 5strengths.com, and you can reach me at 801-810-5627.